نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Today we'll be starting with سورة الزمر. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. انا انزلنا اليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين الا لله الدين الخالص صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعصمنا من شرور انفسنا. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. آمين يا رب العالمين. I have already told you that these two groups of Makki surahs, the eight from Suratul Furqan to Suratul Sajda, eight surahs, and then from these 13 surahs, starting from Suratul Saba, and it will come to an end on Suratul Ahqaf in 26th part, they go to make 21 surahs. And the central theme of these surahs is Tawheed. Although, along with Tawheed, other articles of faith, that is resurrection, the life of hereafter, the Jannah and Jahannam, the hell and the Garden of Eden, etc., etc., these things are also discussed. Along with the institution of prophethood, Nabuwah, Risala. But the main is, the focus is on Tawheed. And out of these, mostly the surahs are discussing the Tawheed of creed, Tawheed fil Aqidah, theoretical Tawheed. That is, we believe in Allah is one, nobody is equal to Him, He doesn't have any associates or partners or rivals or equals. Neither in His person, nor in His attributes. He begot none and not was begotten Himself. All these things are theoretical about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are no associates. Nobody can intercede on any behalf of any person without His permission. So all these things are, they belong to our creed, our aqidah. You may call it dogma. Or, as I am saying, it's the theoretical aspect of Tawheed. Now, the other aspect of Tawheed is practical Tawheed. To worship Allah and Allah alone. To obey Him, absolute obedience to Him only. All other obediences will be subject to His approval. We can obey our parents, we can obey our elders, we can obey our teachers, we can obey our rulers, provided their obedience doesn't mean a disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the elders, the rulers, the parents, the husband to the wife, if they say, don't do this, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared it to be obligatory, you have to disobey. And if you don't disobey them, it means you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sin. Now, you have accepted them as superior to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are accepting their command and rejecting the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, this is haram, this is haram. But maybe your parents pressurize you, do it. But now if you bow at the pressure of the parents, what does it mean? You have disobeyed Allah. So there is a very good saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq." There can be no obedience to anyone who is created. All are created. Parents are created. Saints are created. Prophets are created. Everybody. Fi ma'siyatil khaliq. If you know, the command of the parents is not against me, okay, obey them, no harm. If the command of the rulers is, not against the deen of Allah, not against the command of Allah. Okay, obey them. No harm. But when they collide with each other, then you have to cling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobey every other person, whosoever he might be. This is Tawheed. Now this is the practical aspect of Tawheed. And I have discussed only at the individual level, this practical aspect. This practical Tawheed now rises to the level of the state. At the level of the state, if you declare, here is sovereignty of Allah, everything is under His sovereignty, this is Tawheed. And if you accept sovereignty of someone else, he might be anyone. One individual, as it is in the monarchy, or the sovereignty belongs to the people, to the whole masses, common people. It doesn't make any difference. It is shirk in both ways. Because sovereignty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you accept the sovereignty of Allah, and under the sovereignty of Allah, within the sharia and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you establish a system, social system, political system. This is called the system of caliphate, khilafah. What's the difference? There was Namrud who said, I am the Lord, I am God. We are good with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We have read it in Surah Al-Baqarah. Then there were Pharaohs. They used to say, Al-Asali Mulkum Misr. I am the monarch of Misr. This Egypt is under me and the whole irrigation system is controlled by me. On the other hand, Dawood, he said, oh, I am a bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I myself am a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only rule you according to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apparently, he was also a king, but he was not a king. He was a caliph. Last night we read the ayah. Ya Dawood inna jalnaka khalifatan fillah. Not sovereign, not king. Who was Solomon? Sulaiman alayhi salam, a caliph. What was Muhammad in Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Hijra? It was a government, no doubt. Who was the ruler? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was a caliph, not sovereign. He was himself a bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we say in that our kalma shahadat, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. First he is a bondsman and servant of Allah, and then he is the messenger of Allah. This position of messenger of Allah is secondary. The primary position is, he is the abd of Allah. As I have pointed out many a time, the three surahs, very important surahs, in the opening ayats of all these surahs, you find this position of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as abd. It is highlighted. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. This position, he is the abd. This is superior to his position that he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, this is the practical aspect of Tawheed, which are unfortunately, who even those, you know, groups among the Muslim Ummah, who attach maximum importance to Tawheed, and they think about themselves, they are the Mawahideen, even they don't know this aspect. If you don't accept sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, theoretically, you are believing he is one, nobody is equal to him, nobody will be able to intercede before him for anybody except with his permission. How this is? These are theoretical aspects of Tawheed. The practical aspect of Tawheed is Ibadah. But this Ibadah has to be exclusively for him. Quran says that all the jinns and human beings were created to do Ibadah towards Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. All the messengers called the people to ibadah. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ أَنْ أَنذِرْ قَوْمَكَ من قبل ان ياتيهم عذاب اليم قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من اله غيره عند قال القران يا ايها الناس اتقوا اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون ولا غرض سماده Number one, total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolute obedience for Him only. All the other obediences will be conditional to the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll accept whatever you command me, provided you don't give me any order which is repugnant to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His obedience has to be higher up. So this is actually the meaning of ibadah. But this obedience should be based on a deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The body of ibadah is made of obedience. But the spirit of ibadah is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ And about this love also. You can love your spouses, you can love your children, you can love your parents, you can love your country. But love of Allah should remain supreme over all these loves. If it is so, then you are a muwahid, Unitarian. But if love of one single thing or person is more than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you are a mushrik. All love, all affections to be within and below the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ Ayah number 24 of Surah At-Tawbah. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, or your spouses, or your relatives, or the wealth that you have accumulated, or the business for which you keep fearing lest there should be some recession, and the houses you have built and they are very dear to you, if the love for these eight things is more in your hearts than the love of Allah and love of Muhammad and the love for jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then go and wait there till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issues his final command, gives his final judgment. And Allah is not going to guide such transgressors. Your love has to be more than anything before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. This is Tawheed. But if something is more dear to you than Allah, now for example, if wealth, money is more dear, you are ready to grab it, although it is coming through haram means, forbidden means. What does it mean? Love for this money is more than the love for Allah. So this money has become your ma'bud. And there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ta'isa abdul dinar wa abdul dirham. Woe to the person who is abd of dinar and dirham. His name is Abdul Rahman or Abdullah. But actually, he is Abd of Dinar and Abd of Dirham. Dirham and Dinar is more important to him, more dear to him than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the hadith. Ta'is Abd of Dinar and Abd of Dirham. So this practical aspect of Tawheed is discussed, especially in the coming four surahs. Surah Al-Humar, Surah Al-Mumin, Surah Al-Hamim Al-Sajda, and finally Surah Al-Shura. Now we begin with Surah Al-Zumar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Tanzeel al-Kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. The sending down of this book is from Allah, who is Almighty and All-Wise. Inna anzalna ilayka al-Kitab bil-Haq. We have sent down this book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with truth, total truth. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ So worship Allah, obey Allah, love Allah. Now for worship, I'll be adding these two words. Obedience to Allah, love of Allah, Actually, they go to make ibadah. Otherwise, only worship, you know. You are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are not obeying Him. It is, you are saying something else and doing something else. In the prayer you say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. But actually, you are not doing so. You are telling a lie. If you are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you say, Iyyaka na'budu, you are telling a lie. What gain will you have from this prayer? Unless what you say and what you do, they are harmonized. They are the same. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. This is the term specially. To keep your obedience exclusively to Allah. I have told you. It doesn't say that don't obey your parents. You can obey your parents. Provided. It doesn't mean disobedience to Allah. You can obey your elders, your rulers, whosoever they are. But provided. It doesn't entail a disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, absolute obedience is exclusively reserved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is meant by these words. مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. Deen means obedience. أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Behold, for Allah is the only pure deen. What does it mean? Allah accepts pure deen. No impurity. No impurity of disobedience. No impurity of accepting some other also for obedience, independent of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the impurity. So, ala lillahi deenul khalis. Allah demands from you deen, where obedience, absolute obedience is exclusively reserved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ as for those who have taken besides Allah other gods, other protectors. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. They say, we don't worship them, but only in order that they can take us nearer, nearer, nearer to Allah. Mushrik is the one who believes in the big Allah, the great Allah. But there are small Aliha, Mahadev and Devis and Devtas, God with capital G, one. Gods and goddesses with small g, innumerable. But these gods were taken as if they will make us nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer to that big God. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا هُمْ فِيهِمْ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Verily Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment in all the matters in which they had been differing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guide to the right path whosoever is a liar and ungrateful. لَوْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا لَاصْطَفَىٰ مِمَّا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Had Allah wished to take a son to Himself, He could have chosen anybody from His creatures. Subhanah. But He is above all this. He doesn't need a son. He is ever living Himself. You need son. Why? You know you will die. Your name will continue through your lineage, your sons and then the grandsons. But Allah is ever living. He doesn't need a son. Huwa Allahul Wahidul Qahhar. He is Allah, the only one and the omnipotent. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. He created the heavens and the earth with truth, with purpose. يُقَبِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ. He makes the night cover the day. وَيُقَبِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ. And then He makes the day cover the night. بَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. He has subjected for you the sun and the moon. كُلُّ يَدْرِي لِيَجَلِ الْمُسَمَّى. All are running on their own courses, their own orbits, for an appointed period of time. أَجَلِ الْمُسَمَّى. أَلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفَّارُ. Behold, He is the mighty and He is the forgiver. خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. He created you out of one being. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from that being He created a spouse or a mate for it. وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ. And he has sent down for you eight couples of cattle. Mainly, there were the goats, the sheep, the cows and the camels. These were the four cattle which were there in Arabia. Mostly these are mentioned. Two in each, she-camel, he-camel, male and female, so they go to make eight. Samaniyat Azraj, Yakhlukukum fi butune ummahatikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates you and makes you perfect in the wombs of your mothers. Khalqan ba'da khalqan, creation after creation. Fi zulumatin salas, in the darkness of the three wheels, he is giving you shape. And you are in the womb of your mother. First of all is the abdominal wall of the mother. Then there is the wall of the uterus. Then there is the membrane in which the fetus is wrapped up. Three. But within those three darknesses, Allah is shaping you. Allah is making you your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your ears. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقٌ مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الثَّلَاثِ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. He is Allah your Lord. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. To whom belongs the sovereignty? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. There is no God except Him. فَأَنَّى تُصْرَفُونَ. Where from are you being diverted? إِن تَكْفُرُوا. And if you don't believe in Him, فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ. So Allah is. Allah doesn't need anything from you. He is free from all needs. He is absolutely sufficient. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. But he doesn't like this disbelief on behalf of his bondsmen and servants. وَإِنْ تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. And if you are grateful, he approves of it. وَلَا تَذَرُ وَالِدَةٌ وِذَا أُخْرَى. And no burdened soul will be able to carry this burden of the others. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Then all of you will be returned to your Lord. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then he will tell you what you had been doing. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Verily, he knows even that which is in your heart and chest. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرٌّ. And when there is some affliction which comes to a man, human being, دَعَا رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ. Now he calls upon his Lord. Oh Allah, deliver me. You know, turning to him in repentance. ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نِعْمَةً مِنْهُ. Then when we have given him some blessing, that affliction goes, نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Now he just forgets what he has been calling upon us, what for. وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And then he declares rivals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, equals to Allah. لِيُّنْدَ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. So that he should lead people astray from his path. قُلْ تَبَقَعْ بِكُفْرِكَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, you rejoice and enjoy along with your kufr. Allah is not taking your life at once. Allah is not punishing you at once. Okay? With your kufr you can enjoy. You live a while. إِنَّكَ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. But finally, you are from among the dwellers of the fire. أَمَّنْ وَقَالِتُنْ عَلَىٰ لَيْلِ سَاجِدًا. As for whom? As for that who remains standing during the hours of night before his Lord. Sajidan, aw qaidan, sometimes standing, sometimes in prostration. Yahdarul akhirah. He is fearful of the hereafter. وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَتَهُ رَبِّهِ. And he is hoping for mercy of his Lord. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Ask them, can those people who know be equal to those who don't know? These are the people who know their Lord. These are the people who know that they have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. So now those who are absolutely heedless to these things, can they be equal? إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily, admonition comes to only those people who understand. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my bondsmen, O my servants who have come to believe in me, اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Have fear of your Lord. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Whosoever does good deeds in this world, for him will be good reward. Wardullahi wasya. And the land of Allah, earth of Allah, is very wide and vast. You can make hijra, you can immigrate. If at one place you cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively, leave that place. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Definitely, the truly persevering people will be paid their reward in full. Beyond reckoning. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Again, the same word is coming. مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. This is the central theme of this surah. إِخْلَاصِ الدِّينَ. Keeping the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely exclusive. Absolute obedience to Allah exclusively. Not associating anybody, anything along with the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Say, I have been commanded to worship and obey Allah, keeping my absolute obedience exclusive to Him. No obedience to anybody else, in which there comes some disobedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا تَعَاتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I have been commanded to become the first of those who submit themselves, surrender themselves to the will of God. And say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even I fear the chastisement of a mighty day if I also disobey my Lord. I don't say I am above disobedience, above obedience. No, no. I am also an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Abdullah, I am Abdu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qulillah abudu mukhlisan lahu deenis. See, note it. This phrase is coming repeatedly. Twice in the very beginning and then twice here. Say, Qulillah abudu mukhlisan lahu deenis. I worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping my obedience, total obedience, exclusively for Him. Fa'budu ma shaytum. You worship and obey whomsoever you like, min dunihi, leaving him. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Say, the real losers will be those who are losers on the day of judgment and who have their families also in loss. أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسَارُ الْمُبِينَ. Behold, that is the manifest loss. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. For them there will be coverings from above of fire. And from beneath them also, the mattresses will also be of fire. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. This is for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to frighten His servants. يَا عِبَادِ فَتَّقُونَ. Oh my servants, fear me. Have my regard. وَالَّذِينَ اجْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهَا. As for those who avoid worshipping any ta'ud, anyone rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهَا. They avoid worshipping them. وَعَنَابُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And they have turned their faces towards Allah. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى. For them are the glad tidings. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِي. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give the glad tidings to my servants. What is taghut? Tagha means to transgress the limit. We say in Urdu, darya tughyani par hai. What does it mean? When the river is within its bank, it's okay. When it overflows the bank, now it is tughyani. Taga and Baga. These two words are very close to each other in Arabic. So this real position of all the creators of Allah is that they have to obey Him. The sun is obeying Him, the moon is obeying Him, the galaxies are obeying Him, all the angels are obeying Him, everything is obeying Him. And for man also, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَلِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. See, they have to obey. Whosoever doesn't accept total obedience of Allah, it means he has transgressed from his limits. He is Taghut. He may be your father. He may be the husband of a woman. Taghut. It will be the system. The system is of Taghut. In Pakistan, if we don't, you know, establish the sovereignty of God, although we have it written in our constitution, sovereignty belongs to Allah. But that's theoretical, not practical. Actually, it's not the case. The sovereignty of Allah is not established, it's Taghut. The whole system is Taghut. This America is the biggest Taghut of this world at this time. As Ayatollah Khomeini used to say, the biggest Satan, the largest Satan, greatest Satan on earth. That is true. So actually, whosoever crosses the limits, boundaries of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Tawa, and he becomes Taghut, whosoever he might be. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. As for those who listen attentively the word of Allah, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, and then they try to follow the best of it. In our deen also there are levels, concessions for the weak. Okay, you can avail of this concession. You can avail of this concession. But for the people who have the strong will power, they must not avail of these concessions. You should try to be at the higher level of deen, not at the lower level of deen. There are levels, yes. As you know, when Abu Jahl was torturing that family of three persons, Sumayya, Yasir, and Khabbab. Khabbab was the son, Sumayya mother, Ammar was the son, Yasir father, and Sumayya mother. Now this torturing, in the end he got tired. He said, if you once say something which pleases me, that your God, he is also a God. Okay. If only once you say this, I'll let you go. Neither Sumayya agreed. She gave her life. Nor Yasir agreed. He gave her his life. But Ammar, he said, and escaped. But then he had great grief. What happened? But then the Prophet came, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, this is also permitted. To save your life, to say something by which you can save your life. But at heart, you are fully satisfied with Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also allowed. But this is second level. Why not to stay at the first level? Then in this world you want to be foremost. Higher and higher up. Hey, just to you, ke khub se hai, khub tar kaha. Everybody is trying to have better and better and better conditions of living. Why don't you want to pursue deen also at the higher and higher and higher levels? الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. They are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And they are the people of understanding who have the real intellect. أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ. So Muhammad, as for him, on whom the chastisement is justly due, أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. Now can you take away from the fire such a person on whom the command of punishment and chastisement has come to? لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ. But for those who have fear of Allah, their Lord, لَهُمْ غُرَفٌ مِّنْ فَوْقِهَا غُرَفٌ. They will have lofty mansions. I built over them another, you know, level of lofty mansions. تَدْرِي مِنْ تَعْفِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. And beneath them rivers will be flowing. Wa'adallah, this is the promise of Allah. La yuflifullahu al-mi'ad. Allah doesn't go back His words and promises. Alam tara anna Allah anzala min as-samaa'i ma'an. Didn't you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down water from the heaven? فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then He makes it penetrate the earth as springs. ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا. And then with this water, He brings forth therewith crops, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ, whose colors are different. The crop of wheat, the crop of gram, the crop of corn, different colors. مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ. Then these crops, they reach their climax. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. And then they wither so that you see that their color has now changed to yellow. ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ حُطَامًا. And then finally He makes all these things a test. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily in this is an admonishment for those people who have understanding. This is actually the simile for human life. When a son is born, you rejoice. But he is weak. But then he trains his puberty, he is strong. Then, you know, his hair turns gray. And so on. Body becomes weak. Then he dies. And he is buried. And his body disintegrates. It became eventually. This cycle of human life takes 50, 60 years, 30 years. But there is a cycle. In a few months, you find the same cycle in the botanical world. This cycle is going on. The same cycle. Then again the field is barren, nothing. Then again, you sow the seed and the rain comes. Again crop, again greenery, everything. Again, when this crop has been reaped, again nothing. This is the cycle. أَفَ مَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Think of that person whose chest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened for Islam. His chest accepts Islam totally. And he is satisfied 100% with whatever command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. He doesn't feel anything illogical, anything unbearable. No. In Sharah, he accepts everything. فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. So that he is on a light from his God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Lord has given him a light. As opposed to those persons, فَبَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There are other those people whose hearts have hardened regarding the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Verily, they are in the very manifest error. Allahu ahsan al-hadithe, kitaban mutashabiham nasaniya. Allah has sent down, O Muhammad, on you, the most excellent discourse, ahsan al-hadith. Kitaban mutashabiham, a book whose parts are resembling each other. And we have seen this. The same subject coming over and over again, discussed over and over again, in different words, different styles, different sequences. Mutashabihan, nasaniya, and repeated, oft repeating. Taksaibu minhu juludul ladina yashadu rabbahum. The skins of those people who have some fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shivers with this Quran, when they read Quran. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ. And then their skins and hearts get softened for the remembrance of Allah, إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the guidance of Allah. If you read Quran and a shivering goes down, you know, your backbone, when you read about Jahannam, about the hell, and when you know the ayat of forgiveness, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Sattar, Allah is Haleem, and then you have some hope in your heart, so then it means you have the life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has led astray. That is, he has acknowledged his going astray. You have chosen the wrong path, okay, go. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the seal, now nobody can bring him back on the right path. أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So, the person who will have to confront the worst chastisement of the day of judgment with his face, he will have to face the fire of hell. لَلْوَقِينَ لِلْظَالِمِينَ سُوْقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. And it will be said to the evildoer, now taste what you had been earning. كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Those also who were before them belied. فَأَقَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ هَيْسُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Then the chastisement came to them from those corners from which they could never imagine. فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ خِزْيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So Allah made them taste the chastisement of humiliation in this world. وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. And the chastisement of the hereafter is much greater. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Only if they had known. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. We have struck in this Quran all the similitudes for mankind's guidance. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. So that they may get the admonition and the reminding. قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا غَيْرَ ذِي عِوَجٍ. And this guidance is in the form of an Arabic Quran. And there is no crookedness. The language is plain and simple, clear. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. So that they may have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا رَجُلًا فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ. Now another simile Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has struck. There is one slave who has a number of masters. And one slave who is slave to one master. Whose condition would be better? If you are slave to two or three masters, this master is saying do this, the other says no, do this, the third one says no, do this, you will be in a fix. But if you are the slave of one master, you can please him. He will be pleased with you. You can keep him pleased with you. So one Allah, this is actually the normal life, we have to believe Allah. We have to obey Allah. Not, you know, obey Allah also and somebody else also and somebody else also. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. Are these two persons equal? Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them know not. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ. Verily Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will have to die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. In the same way, these people who are opposing you, they will also die. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. Then on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, you will argue against each other before your Lord. You will say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had conveyed to them all the message, O Allah, which you sent me. Now they are responsible. So this argument is going to be there between you and your people, your nation, on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So who is a more wrongdoer than the one who forges a lie against Allah? And it means that he says, I am a Nabi, I am a prophet, why revelation is coming to me, while there is no revelation coming to me. This is the biggest lie. If somebody stands up and he says, I am a prophet, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not chosen him. This is the biggest lie. وَكَذَّبَ بِالصِّدْقِ إِذْ جَاءَهُ. Equally wrong would be to deny and disbelieve the real prophet who has brought truth with him. So, if a prophet comes, you deny him, this is the biggest crime. But if you are not a prophet and you claim to be a prophet, this is also equal to the same. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًى لِلْكَافِرِينَ. For all these types of disbelievers, Jahannam, hell is the abode. Now the contrary. Vallavi jaad is simply. On the other hand, the person who brings the truth, that is, the Prophet, he has brought it out for people, for mankind. وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ And he confirms all truths. And this, the Mufassirin say, this denotes to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Jaad is sir Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who brought the truth for the guidance of humanity. وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He confirmed immediately. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ These are the ones who have really fear of Allah in their hearts. لَهُمَا عَيْشَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ For them there will be everything that will that they will demand. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And this is the reward of those who do good deeds. لَيُكَفِّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا So that Allah may acquit them of the worst deeds that they might have committed. وَيَجْزِيَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And then he recompensed them with their reward for the best of what they used to do. Now what is this meaning? Every good person also who is doing good deeds, but all deeds are not of one level. One virtue or one good deed is good, but is of lower level. Other is of a very high level. There is still a higher level of virtue. Now, whosoever has become successful on the Day of Judgment, now Allah Ta'ala will ignore the lower side of his acts, and he will decide his level according to the highest deeds that he has committed. His status in Jannah, in the garden, in paradise, will be determined according to the highest good deeds that he had committed. Alaysa Allahu bikafin 'abdahu? Is Allah not sufficient for his bondsman? His servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُخَبِّصُونَكَ بِالنَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونَهِ Oh Muhammad, they are frightening you regarding those whom they call. Oh, now, you know, the curse of Hubul will come to you. The curse of Lat and Uzza will come to you. They said, the people, you know, they frightened Hazrat Ibrahim. You have declared all our gods null and void. Now their curse will befall you in the same way. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَمَنْ يُذِرِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادِ Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, decide for him that he let him go, wherever he wants to go, then there is no person who can bring him back to the right path. وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُضِلٍ And whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided to the right path, مَا لَهُ مِنْ مُضِلٍ There can be nobody who can take him to the wrong path. Alayhi sallahu bi'azizin intiqam. Is not Allah the mighty and the Lord of revenge, intiqam. He takes revenge also. وَلَيْنْ سَعَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْنَرْضِ And if you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? لَيَقُولُنُ اللَّهِ And they will say, Allah. قُلَ فَرَيْتُمْ مَا تَدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ Now say to them, as for those deities whom you are calling upon, besides Allah, in aradani Allahu bidurrin, hal hunna kashifatu durri? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides for me something which is painful, can these, your smaller gods or goddesses, can save me? And they can relieve me of that, you know, affliction? Or, oh arada bi rahmatin, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for me some mercy, hal hunna mumsikatu rahmatihi, can they withhold the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you say there is Allah, He is the greatest. There are smaller gods. Now the question is, who has the veto? The greater God or the smaller gods and goddesses? If you accept veto, it is in the hand of the greater God. So now, whole the skin collapses. And what for? To worship, you know, and show respect to these smaller gods. What for? Well, the final authority is in the hand of Allah. Qul hasbi Allah. Say to them, Allah is all sufficient for me. Alayhi yatawakkalu al-mutawakkilun. In Him should all those who are trustful put their trust. قل يا قوم املوا على مكانتكم and say to them, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my people, strive whatever you are striving at your own places. Inni amil. I am also striving for something. I am working for Allah. I am calling towards Allah. I am propagating this dawah of Allah, this call of Allah. You want to hinder it? You want to put obstacles in this way? Do whatever you can do. And I am doing whatever I can do. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Very soon you will come to know who succeeds, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his help. مَنْ يَاتِهِ عَذَابٌ يُفْلِيهِ. To whom will come the chastisement that will degrade them. وَيَهِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. On whom a lasting chastisement will remain. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ لِلنَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent down on you this book for people. We have sent down on you, but it is for the people, for their guidance. Bil haq, with truth. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whosoever takes to the right path, gets the guidance, he gets guided for his own benefit. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَزِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. Whosoever goes astray, you know, the pain will come to him. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. And you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are not a custodian over them. اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنْفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the souls of the people when they die. وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. And those who don't die in their sleep, in our sleep also, consciousness goes. We are not self-conscious. Self-consciousness, which is actually the biggest thing for us, it goes. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ. As for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that he has to die, he keeps the soul with him. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ عَجَلِ الْمُسَمَّى. As for those who were only sleeping and the decision of death had not come for them, for their souls are returned back. يُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ عَجَلِ الْمُسَمَّى. Till a fixed term is completed. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Verily, this are the signs for those people who contemplate and think. أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَاءَ. Have they taken for themselves intercessors besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا. Say to them, think, maybe they don't have any power with them. وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And they don't understand. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say, all intercession is with Allah. What does it mean? Allah has the authority to accept or reject. Nobody in this universe has the power to force Allah to accept any intercession. None. إِنَّ الشَّفَاعَةَ قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. It is in the hands of Allah. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To him belongs all kingdom of the heavens and the earth. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And then towards him you will be returned. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. When Allah is mentioned alone with tawheed, oneness, you find that the hearts of those people who don't believe in the hereafter, they are filled with disgust. What is saying? Tawheed? Okay. But وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. Now when they are mentioned, whom they love beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Now they rejoice. You say something about Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani and Shaykh Ali Hajwari and Muinuddin Ajmeri, rahimahullah, they will be very glad. They will be listening to it. But if you begin describing the might of Allah, the exclusive obedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the judgment of Allah on the day of judgment, then you know they don't like it. Okay. These things are there, but not very important. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَالِمَ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Say, O Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, the knower of the unseen and the seen, anta tahkumu baina ibadika. You will judge between your servants fi ma kanu fihi yakhtalifun, in all the matters in which they had been differing. Walaw anna lil ladina zalamu ma fil ardi jami'an. And if these evil doers possessed all the wealth of the earth, wa mislahu ma'ahu, and also another like that, more, laftadaw bihi min suwir azab yawm al-qiyamah, they will be ready to ransom themselves therewith from the evil of the chastisement of the day of resurrection. Wa bada lahum min allahi ma lam yakunu yahtasibun, and then there will come evidence before their eyes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what they were not expecting. They were not expecting that we will be resurrected and then we will be brought to the book. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And now everything will appear before them, the evils of what they have earned and that which they used to mock at. Now this will encompass them. They used to mock. What is Jahannam? What type of fire it will be? How do you say there will be three also there? Zakum? Absolutely nonsense. They used to mock at. But then all these things will encompass them and engulf them. فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا. When an affliction touches a man, he calls upon us, prays to us. ثُمَّ إِذَا قَبَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا. Then when we bestow upon him a blessing from us, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. He will say, this thing has been given to me due to my knowledge, my expertise, my intelligence. So actually, I have earned these things by my knowledge. The same was the saying of Qarun, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I have been given this, all this wealth. So whosoever has this idea, that whatever he has earned through his intelligence, or you know, his planning, etc., etc., he is a disciple of Qarun. He is going in the way of, in the footsteps of Qarun. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ. No, no, this is a trial for you, a test for you. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of them have the real knowledge. قَدْ قَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Those also said the same words as they are saying. Here is the reference to Qarun. فَمَا أَغْنَىٰ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. But then, when he was made to be swallowed by the earth, nothing could avail to him, could save him. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا. Then the evils of all that they had earned befell upon you. وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ هَٰؤُلَاءِ يُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا. And among these people also, who are opposing you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will also, the same evil will befall upon them also. وَمَا كَانُوا مُعْجِزِينَ. And definitely, they cannot frustrate or defeat our plans. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. So don't they see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outspreads the sustenance for whomsoever He likes, or restricts or threatens it. To whomsoever He likes, He gives a lot of this world. And for others, He diminishes these things. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Surely, in this are the signs for those people who believe. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This is very important ayah of the Quran. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my servants, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. O my servants who have transgressed against your own selves. You have done injustice to your own selves by committing sins. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't be despaired and disappointed from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Allah will forgive the sins altogether. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely, He is the forgiving, the merciful. You have to make tawbah only, sincere tawbah. If you repent and you make a firm resolve that now, which are, I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any matter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins that you might have committed. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And turn penitently unto your Lord and submit yourself before Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Before that time, that the chastisement of Allah comes to you. And then there will be no help for you. When you know the signs of that azab of Allah, chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come, then even if you say we believe, there is no way. وَتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Follow the best of what has been sent down to you. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ from your Lord. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمْ عَذَابُ بَغْتَةً. Before that time, that the chastisement of your Lord comes upon you suddenly. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And you will have no idea that the chastisement is coming from this side. أَنْ تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَتَا عَلَىٰ مَا فَرَّطْتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ. Lest a soul should say, Alas for me, for which I have been undutiful towards my Allah. فَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. Verily, I kept among those who were mocking, laughing. I never took it seriously, what Muhammad was saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوْ تَقُولَ. Or the soul might say, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me the guidance, I would have become a guided person, a fear, God-fearing person. أَوْ تَقُولَ هِنَا تَرَ الْعَذَابِ. Or the soul should say, when she will see that this is the chastisement of Allah before his eyes, لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً. Would that I could be returned once, then I will become the excellent bondsman of my Lord. بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَكَ آيَاتِي. Why not? But to you, our signs had come. فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا. You belied them. وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ. And you showed arrogance. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you had chosen to become one of the disbelievers. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ. And on the day of resurrection, you will see those who lied against Allah. وَجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةٌ. Their faces will be blackened. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمْ مَثْوًى لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Is there not the hell a proper abode for these people who are arrogant in this world? وَيُنَجِّي اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ. And Allah will save those who had taqwa, who had fear in their hearts. And He will take them to their places of salvation. لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ. No evil would be able to touch them. Just touch them. وَلَهُمْ يَعْزَنُونَ. Nor they will grieve. اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the creator of everything. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٍ. And He is the guardian of everything. لَهُ مَقَالِدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. وَلَذِنَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. As for those who disbelieve in the revelation of Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Surely, they are the losers. Now the last two sections of this Surah Al-Mubarakah, in a very majestic way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing some events which will be there on the eve of As-Sa'ah, then Al-Qiyamah, then you know the decisions, and then a scene from the hell, another scene from the paradise. As-Sa'ah Al-Qiyamah, I explained one day. As-Sa'ah is the doomsday, when everything will be destroyed, every living creature will be dead. This is As-Sa'ah. But then there will be a gap. We don't know how long a gap. But then there will be the Al-Qiyamah, resurrection, the second creation. And then that is called the day of resurrection, day of Qiyamah. Everybody will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is called the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then you know, the reckoning of whatever every soul has earned, and then the decision. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you command me also that I should worship anybody else except Allah? Oh, the ignorant ones, ayyuhal jahilun. This is the only place in Quran in this harsh word has been used. Ayyuhal jahilun. Oh, the ignorant ones. You command me also that I should worship someone else besides Allah. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Although it has been already revealed to you, وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And not only you, also those messengers who were before you. لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you commit shirk, if you associate anybody with me, لَيَحْبَتَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. All of your good deeds will go in vain. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And you will also become one of the losers. This law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so fixed. Nobody is exempt. Even the beloved of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if, supposedly, because it is impossible that he could have committed any shirk, but you know, to emphasize the point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلَكَ. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Even if you commit some sort of shirk, then all your good deeds, all the endeavor, all the struggle that you have been making in our way will go in vain, futile. بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ. Nay, but only Allah you should worship. وَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And be among the grateful. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ تَقَدْرِهِ. We have read these words in Surah Al-Hajj also in the last section. And they esteem not Allah with the true esteem due to Him. They couldn't imagine how powerful Allah is. How much is His creative potential, whatever He can create. They cannot have any estimate. So they cannot esteem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to that level, true esteem due to Him. Now there is an idea being given of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as powerful. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This world, this earth, will be in His one hand on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection. This full earth will be in one grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَقْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. And all the heavens will be wrapped round His right arm. This we have read before also. يَوْمَ نَتْوِ السَّمَاءَ كَتَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. Just as these galaxies, you know, the theory of expanding universe, expanding. But then a time will come, it will retract. And these will be wrapped. All this khala, all this space, all these heavens, all these galaxies will be wrapped round His right arm. Now these are ayat and mutashabihat. We can't imagine. We can't fix any concept of these things. But the words are yes. Why words? They are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ لِيَمِينِهِ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikoon. Glory is for Him. And He is much higher than what they associate with Him. Those things are very low. He is much higher above these things. Manufiqa fi sur. Now comes the as-saah. And the trumpet will be blown. Fasayqa man fi samawati wa man fi al-ard. So all who will be in the heavens and in the earth, they will all become unconscious. Illa man sha Allah, except those whom Allah wills. This idea doesn't come, I don't remember in which surah we have read it. Maybe the Hamalatul Arsh, the angels which are bearing the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe they are exempt. Maybe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the others will fall down unconscious. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَسَيْقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. ثم نزق فيه الخرى. And then again the trumpet will be blown. And I told you, we can't say what will be the, you know, time period in between the two. As-Sa'ah and Al-Qiyamah. They are two different events, not one. In general talk, you know, we use these words in place of each other as having the same meanings. No. As-Sa'ah is the doomsday. When, you know, these mountains will move and everybody will die and, you know, there will be the moon will go into the sun. وَدُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. All these things will happen. This is as-sa'a. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is the zalzala. This is the earthquake that will take place. Everything will shake. But then there will be a time period in between these. And again, you know, نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. Again there will be a trumpet blown. And then everybody will come up from their graves and wherever they will be. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And lo, behold, they will be standing, staring and seeing. Because they will be standing, that is why it is called Yawmul Qiyamah. The day of standing, Qiyam means to stand. Qiyamul Layl. So what is it? Yawmul Qiyamah. When all human beings will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that last judgment. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. And this earth will shine with the light of your Lord. Why? We have it in the last part of Quran in Surah Al-Fajr. وَجَا رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. This earth will be flattened. دُكَّةِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا. There will be no mountains, nothing of the sort. All plain earth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down. We can't say how. But ya rabbuka wal malaku saffan saffa. Your Lord will also come. And the angels will come. In lines, you know. In ranks and lines. Here it is also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on this earth will be lit up, lightened. It will shine. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. And the earth will shine with the light of its Lord. فَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. And then the record of the deeds of human beings would be placed. Today we can say it might be a very giant computer. One button and the life film of every of that individual is playing before you. All the events, all the words that he uttered in his 80 years or 90 years life, all preserved. Everything is there. You only need to press one button and the film will start. وَبُوْلِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجِيَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَىٰ. And then the prophets and the witnesses will be called. Those who were sent as messengers, they will come and testify, O Allah, your message which came to us through Jibreel, we had conveyed to these people. Now they are responsible. وَقُدْيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And then between them everything will be decided with truth, justice. No injustice will be done to anybody. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And no one will be wronged. No injustice will be done to anybody. وَمُفِيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. And every soul will be given back in full what it had earned. Good for good, bad for bad. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And he verily, very well knows what they are doing. All their deeds, all their actions, all their words that they are uttering are being recorded. And as I said many times, today to understand these things and to believe in these things is easy. We see the words being recorded. There might be a, you know, tape recorder of the size of a button attached to your coat, and you never know that you are having a dialogue with a person and your dialogue is being recorded. You never know it. In this same way, Allah is recording. And there are the angels who are recording everything. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Now we can easily understand it. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. Those who disbelieved, they will be driven to the help in groups and squadrons. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا. Till such that when they will come there, arrive at Jahannam, then its gates will be opened. It's like the jail. The gates of jails, prisons, they keep closed, locked. They are opened only when either some is going to be released or some new prisoners are coming. Hatta idha ja'uha futihat abwabuha wa qala lahum khazanatuha. And then the keepers of that hell would say to these people, alam yatakum rusulun minkum? Didn't the messengers come to you? Yatluna alaykum ayati rabbikum? Reciting unto you the revelations of your Lord? وَيُنْزِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءِ يَوْبِكُمْ هَذَا and warning you of the meeting, your meeting of this day. قَالُوا بَلَى they will say yes. They did come. وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ لِلْكَافِرِينَ but the word of chastisement has proved true against the disbelievers. That is, we disbelieved. We said nothing. We never paid any attention or heed to them. So, those keepers of hell would say, قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Okay, then enter. Enter the gates of this hell. To abide here forever. فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. So even if the abode of the arrogant. Now the opposite scene. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرَى. And those who have feared their Lord will be led to the garden in groups. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاؤُهَا till that when they will come there, arrive there, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا and its gate would be already open. You know, the guest house, gates are already open, ready to welcome you. But of a jail or prison, the gates are closed. So as for the prison, when they come, the gates will open. But here, when they arrive, the gates will already be open for them. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا and now the keepers of garden, they will say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ peace be upon you, تِبْتُمْ you fared well. You are successful. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ so now enter this garden to abide there forever, forever. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ and when then these people have entered the paradise, they would say, all praise belongs to Allah who has made His promises to us come true. He promised us Jannah and He has fulfilled His promise. وَعَرَثَنَا الْأَرْضِ and He had inherited the land to us. He had made us inherit the land. Now there can be two meanings. Number one is that the nuzul that I described sometimes in the past, the immediate, you know, what is given to a guest when he arrives. So that is nuzul. So that nuzul of Jannah will be over this very earth. So the people of the Jannah will inherit this world. Allah has made us the inheritance of this earth. And the second meaning is that this is the earth of the paradise. That He has made us inherit the earth, the land of paradise. نَتَبَوَّوْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَى so that we can dwell here wherever we wish. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ very good will be the reward of these people who did good deeds. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ now this is the which we call the stop scene. Now final scene. تَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ you will see the angels surrounding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ and they will be glorifying their Lord with His praise. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ and among them also, everything will be decided with truth. There can be difference of opinion among the malaika also. But then at that day, those will also be settled. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ and in the end, the words will be called, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as in India we say, Jai, Rafi, Jai. Everything done. And the last, you know, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Praise to Allah who is the Lord of all the worlds. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-Azim. Wa nafani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa zikr al-hakim.